Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. Setting up beside a stream with a fishing pole on a hot summer afternoon is a popular Utah pastime, but not all fish are equally sought after. Accordingly, fish stocking practices in Utah's waterways have selected for certain species at the expense of less desirable fish, placing human preferences over ecology. Stocking fish is older than statehood. The first efforts in the 1880s intended to raise fish, such as German carp, for food. By 1900, fish and wildlife managers had shifted focus to sport fish, stocking rivers and streams with bass, catfish, and, of course, trout. Recreational fishers love catching trout, but Utah's native Bonneville cutthroat trout was endangered by that time due to overfishing and other human impacts on the environment. Utah's native chubs, suckers, and whitefish were disparaged by anglers and wildlife managers alike, considered to be trash fish, good for nothing but animal feed and fertilizer. Early fish stock management involved setting catch limits on trout, but not on the less desirable fish. By the 1950s, wildlife managers began drastic removal programs based on the assumption that these coarse fish were competing with rainbow and brook trout. This meant that state agencies poisoned the undesired fish with a selective toxicant. They also trapped fish on a large scale, removing 500 tons of trash fish in 1952 and 1953 alone. Compared to other Western states' use of dynamite and electrical shocks to kill fish, Utah's methods were relatively mild. At the end of the 20th century, fish and wildlife managers turned toward preserving native species, including trash fish. But the practice of using toxicants to rid waterways of native fish still exists. Utah's Department of Wildlife Resources used this method as recently as 2021 to remove native chub from Navajo Lake, then stocked the lake with brook, tiger, and rainbow trout. The goal was to, quote, restore Navajo Lake as a prize trout fishery. While the chub may still be native, the state points out that these fish can dominate the ecosystem of an artificial reservoir like Navajo Lake. Still, there is no denying that humans prefer some species to others, and our wildlife management practices continue to reflect that. Find sources in past episodes of the Beehive Archive at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Weiss.